Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Alex Peasy and Courtney Cox from Carbon Rec. We're going to be talking about their upcoming slate of events. Courtney, Alex, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So let's talk first. It's a fun filled time of the year for Carbon Rec. I think one that, you know, I think people my age are going to be a little excited for is the Concealed Carry class you guys have coming up on April 19th.
Yeah, so we host that out at North Springs Shooting Range. The instructor is Garth Franson. He does a phenomenal job. And it is $60 per person if you're interested in registering. The class starts at 10. You also get a day pass to the range when you're done, so you can make it a whole experience.
I mean, the range, it's such a good experience. There are so many different, just a wide variety of shooting ranges you guys have at North Springs. It's a hidden gem in my mind in Carbon County.
And not only in Carbon County, but I would even go as far as to say in the state of Utah, we are one of the few ranges that has a long range. So we have a 1,000-yard range, and you also have the ability to try your hand at a mile-long shot as well.
And who doesn't want to try that? Just to say that you have tried. I mean, there's so much fun going on at North Springs. And across Carbon Rec, the fun continues. I mean, looking at your schedule after that, we talked about youth sports registration the last few weeks, Junior B's coming up, youth soccer coming up. But now it feels like the adults are about to get in on the fun, too, because you have men's and women's slow pitch registration coming up.
Yeah, we are super excited about that. That's always a big hit with our recreation. The deadline for those is going to be May 21st and 22nd, and then those will just be held down at our softball complex.
You know, it's always good to see recreation departments that can get the adults involved, because a lot of these things, they're geared towards younger audiences, as they should. You know, that's an age where you want the kids out, you want them doing something, but offering something for the adults to participate in, too, it's something that I'm a big fan of. So, yeah, women's and men's slow pitch softball registration coming right up. And then also at the same time, just you have the Range Creek Tours open for registration. I was reading through that a second ago, and there's a lot of excitement that comes along with these tours.
Yeah, we have, I think, 9 tours this year, and they start in June, and they go through October, and it's, I've heard, an amazing experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing to see, and it's $125 per person, and you can call us at 435-636-3702 to see what our availability is. Our first tour will be starting on June 19th.
And it's something that serves to highlight the beauty of our area, because, I mean, as locals, we know that we live in such a beautiful area, but some people might not have taken the time to go out and see what we truly have to offer. So this is a great chance to see what you're missing out on.
Well, now, and then in addition to that, sorry to cut you off there, Aiden, but in addition to that, our tour guides are so incredible when it comes to the detail and the history of these areas that even for locals, I think this is a great thing, you know, to join our Range Creek tours, our 9 Mile Canyon tours. There's so much history that I bet you didn't know that our tour guides could teach you.
You know, and those, I'll attest to you, you guys have fantastic tour guides, and that's bulk of the experience. If you don't have someone who's knowledgeable, then you're just kind of walking around, but that's not the case for you guys. You guys have some of the best tour guides I've ever experienced, so I recommend going on one of these tours. You're going to be able to experience something, like Courtney said, you might not have known about our area. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that kind of segues into something that people love in our area, and that, of course, is motocross. And over the last weekend, you guys had the Drunkard's Watch, kind of the big kickoff event for Carbon Rec.
Absolutely. Finish Line Promotions hosted the Drunkard's Watch Grand Prix over the weekend, and their turnout was incredible. Those pits were packed. They had hundreds of riders that joined, and we were hearing nothing but positive comments in the community.
Yeah, all good things.
You know, looking at the pictures on social media, people turned out in force for this event. Loads of crowds, always a good time. And then that leads right into the motocross track, which to lots of people, excitement is going to be open very soon here.
Today, as a matter of fact. So it is open to the public today. We always recommend checking the motocross calendar, though, just in case we have any events or closures, especially if you're coming from out of the area. But yes, it is open to the public as of today. And our maintenance crew has worked all winter to make improvements on the tracks and the jumps. It's looking phenomenal.
You know, it's something that I know the community loves. People from outside the community love to travel down and try out this track. It's such a high quality location, so I'm so glad to see it's open. It also kind of means that spring is finally here. We're out of that kind of terrible part of the beginning of spring where we're covered in snow, rain, and things are finally starting to warm up. And then the last thing that we wanted to hit on today, of course, with Easter coming up, Easter egg hunts are going to be all over the place, and Carbon Rec's It's going to be an incredible one.
Yes, our Easter egg hunt is always so fun. It's one of my favorite things that we do. It's just something that brings joy, and I love seeing all the kids laughing and having a good time. It's this Saturday, April 12th at noon at our softball complex, and then we have four different age groups going, 0 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, and then 10 to 12. And then this year we included an adaptive area for people of any age with special or adaptive needs.
And that's something I definitely wanted to hit on, was the adaptive hunt that you guys have, because that's something you don't see very often, mm-hmm. but it's something that is going to serve the community so well. I mean, this gives a chance for truly everyone to be yep. able to participate in this Easter egg hunt.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what we were kind of going for, and so we're super excited for it.
Now, Courtney, Alex, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, just jump on carbonrec.com and check out all of our events we've got coming up. Check out our registrations and join in the fun. There's a lot of it coming up.
Well, Courtney, Alex, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Alex Peasy and Courtney Cox with Carbon Events and Recreation. We're talking their upcoming slate of events, as well as a few facility updates. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.